From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, are now headed to the U.S. House floor for a vote next week. The House Judiciary Committee voted to approve them this morning. Utah's lone Democratic Congressman Ben McAdams, who represents a swing district, says he doesn't yet know how he'll vote on impeachment. Utah Congressman John Curtis has said he will vote against both articles. Representatives Chris Stewart and Rob Bishop have both defended Trump and are expected to vote no. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has a new director. The Senate confirmed Aurelia Skipwith this week. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
As Wyoming Senator John Barrasso made clear to lawmakers, Skipwith has a lot of qualifications.
She has a degree in biology from Howard University, a degree in molecular genetics from Purdue University, and a law degree from the University of Kentucky.
And she's been working with the agency for a few years now as a deputy assistant secretary. But to conservation groups, there are other elements of her background that are concerning. In a letter addressed to senators, a few dozen conservation groups said Skipwith undermined scientific integrity and circumvented the Endangered Species Act at the behest of the coal industry, putting numerous species at risk of extinction. And they added, since 1964, every head of the Fish and Wildlife Service has had a degree in fisheries or wildlife management, something that Skipwith lacks. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Recent reports say Salt Lake County homeless shelters can't fill their beds. KUER's John Reed says those numbers are a moving target.
As of this afternoon, the emergency shelter hotline for the Salt Lake region says there's one bed open. But during a recent two-week period, the county's three new shelters had an average of 50 beds available, according to the Deseret News. Even if space does run out, Salt Lake City Detective Michael Ruff says people have other options, like overflow shelters and motel vouchers. The bottom line, he says, a lot of people just aren't interested.
If we're speaking with 20 people and 19 of them are telling us we're not going to go, I can't force them to go to a shelter. But at the same time, we do have that ordinance that says you can't camp.
Salt Lake City law makes it illegal to set up a tent or shelter in public. But there is an overarching federal ruling that says you can't be arrested for sleeping in public if no shelter space is open. Ruff says that with options available, officers can likely clear people out. A woman staying outside the Salt Lake Library, who gave her name as Slim, says there's always the possibility of getting pushed along.
People like me or people out here, they give up and they choose to just stay out here because it's a lot easier. It's what they know.
She says she'll take her chances in the cold until she can get permanent housing. John Reed, KUER News.
Following allegations of mismanagement and unethical behavior, the Utah State Charter School Board voted to put Utah Military Academy on a warning status. It noted deficiencies in finances and internal control practices. The decision at the board's December meeting follows two notices of concern issued to the school in September and November. The academy's board attended the meeting to address the concerns and put forth a plan to correct them. After the meeting, the military academy's director, Matt Throckmorton, resigned. Utah Military Academy is a public charter school that teaches more than 500 7th through 12th graders in a regimented military style. It has campuses in Ogden and Lehigh. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.